This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines first. One person killed and six injured in a Sagarmatha oxygen plant explosion in Lalitpur. CPN Maoist Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda says no chances for election postponement and World Bank warns of human catastrophe food crisis. Now the news in detail. Home Minister Balkrishna Khad has directed the bodies concerned to carry out investigation into explosion at Sagarmatha oxygen plant located at industrial corridor of Lalitpur. Home Minister Khad asked the Home Secretary Tek Narayan Pandey, Chief District Officer of Lalitpur Ghanasyam Upadhyaya, Senior Superintendent of Police at the Metropolitan Police Range Lalitpur Yagya Binod Pokhrel and Chief of APF Lalitpur Vikas Khimire to rescue the injured immediately and to carry out investigation. CDO Upadhyaya said that a person was killed and six others were injured in the explosion. Of the injured, condition of a person is critical. According to Metropolitan Police Range Lalitpur, the incident took place in course of filling oxygen gas. Police had rescued other workers of the plant. The entire preparations have been completed for the secondary education examination SEE scheduled to start tomorrow. It may be noted that the National Examinations Board had recognized schools' internal assessments of students for the SEE results of two consecutive previous year 2076 and 2077 Vikram Samvat due to COVID-19 crisis. But the SEE for the academic year 2078 Vikram Samvat is taking place with the physical presence of students. Board Chair Mahashram Sharma said general health protocols are to be followed in the exam halls. He said all districts have already received the materials required for conducting the exams, including question papers and answer sheets. Director General of the World Health Organization, WHO, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus, has arrived in the capital today at the invitation of Minister for Health and Population, Birut Kathiwada. During his stay here, he will pay a courtesy call on President Vidyadev Bhandari and Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuba. Likewise, during the visit, the Director General will meet National Assembly Chairperson Ganesh Prasad Timil Sinha and Minister for Foreign Affairs Naren Kharka, senior officials at the ministry, WHO representatives in Nepal and representatives of the United Nations. The Director General has been accompanied by WHO Regional Director for Southeast Asia, Dr. Poonam Khetrapal and other WHO officials. He will return home on 23rd of April. CPN Maoist Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda has said the local level election will take place as scheduled on May 13. Talking to media at Thangar Airport this morning, Prasanda said the citizens should properly utilize the poll as an opportunity to strengthen the democracy by taking it as a campaign, stating that some individuals from the opposition side were spreading rumors about election postponement from the ruling alliance. The Maoist Center Chairman refused such allegation and recalled the agreement signed on Wednesday between the ruling parties on the electoral alliance in all metropolises and sub-metropolises. He also urged one and all not to harbour confusion on the timely elections. On the occasion, he underscored the need for making elections free, fair and impartial while ensuring massive public participation. The Gautam Buddha International Airport, also a national pride project in the Rupandehi district of the Lumbini province, has formally come into operation from today. This is the second international airport in the country after the Tribhuvan International Airport. Director General of the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, the regulatory body, Engineer Pradeep Adhikari, informed that the new runway of the Gautam Buddha International Airport has formally come into operation. According to him, the second international airport has formally come into operation and it is a milestone in the 74 years of the civil aviation history of the country. Although the runway has come into operation from today at the Gautam Buddha International Airport, the international flights would however be started on 16th of May on the day of Buddha Jayanti or the birth anniversary of the Buddha. The domestic flights have been started from the new runway from today itself. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. The division said brief rain, thunder showers are likely to occur at some places in Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and at one or two places in the rest of the provinces. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. New Zealand has been aware for some time now of a growing assertiveness and a growing interest in its region, explicitly from China, according to Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. But Ardern also spoke of the need to work together with China on areas of natural mutual interest. Speaking to BBC in an exclusive broadcast interview, she stood by what she called her country's major relationship with Beijing, but still expressed her disappointment with the Solomon Islands had cemented a security deal with China, fueling fears Beijing could set up a military base on the island. There is already an agreement signed by Pacific Island Forum members called the Biketua Declaration, she said, which sets an expectation these countries provide for their own security needs together as a region. The world is facing a human catastrophe from a food crisis arising from Russia's invasion of Ukraine, according to the president of the World Bank, David Malpass. In an interview with the BBC economics editor, David, who leads the institution charged with the global elevation of poverty, warned that record rises in food prices would push hundreds of millions of people into poverty and lower nutrition if the crisis continues. The World Bank calculates there could be a huge 37% increase in food prices, which is magnified for the poor who will eat less and have less money for anything else such as schooling. The World Bank chief also warned of a knock-on crisis within a crisis arising from the inability of developing countries to service their large pandemic debts amid rising food and energy prices. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has been criticized for telling an audience he is blessed not to have children with disabilities. Morrison made the remark during a town hall debate ahead of Australia's election after being asked a question by a woman with an autistic son. Opposition MPs and others said the comment was upsetting, with one saying every child is a blessing. Government MPs said the context of the comment had been lost in the backlash. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, headlines once again. One person killed and six injured in Sagarmatha oxygen plant explosion in Lalitpur. CPN Mal Center Chairman Puspakamal Dahal Prasanna says no chances for election postponement, and World Bank warns of human catastrophe food crisis. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.